The nation's biggest ferry system is setting a course to convert some of its fleet from diesel to natural gas propulsion. This month, Washington State Ferries formally asked the U.S. Coast Guard to review the proposed changeover. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports, this is another example of fleet operators in the Northwest taking a hard look at cheaper fuel.
After 3 years of study, the Washington State Department of Transportation has determined it's technically and financially feasible to convert six mid-sized car ferries to run on cleaner-burning liquefied natural gas. Assistant Secretary David Mosley told lawmakers that moving away from diesel could save 40 to 50% at today's pricing.
One reason for looking at this is cost. Can we reduce the cost of our fastest growing operating cost? And secondly, can we reduce the amount of emissions that we put into the environment?
State budget documents project annual fuel savings of $1.1 million per vessel. That yields a payback period of around 12 years. Washington's not alone on this. BC Ferries is leaning toward natural gas fuel for three new ferries it's about to order. And earlier this year, the Freightline Tote commissioned designs for the LNG conversion of two cargo ships that sail between Tacoma and Alaska. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.